just over a year and a day ago, we witnessed, we had cold weather this week, but this is very cold weather and huge amounts of sudden snowfall in the county. And that contributed to the sudden collapse of the roof of the Tralee Sports Complex in the early hours of the morning on the 6th of January 2025. The collapse happened around 6 a.m. when thankfully no one was in the building at the time. It followed that heavy snowfall over the course of the weekend, and it, I suppose, devastated the sports complex's ability to provide for its members and carry out its operations for months afterwards. 1 year on, what is happening and what has been done and what is the future for the complex? With me on the line is Finbar Griffin, manager of the Tralee Sports Complex. Finbar, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Same to you. What can you tell us about where you stand now from where you were this time last year?
So, of play at the moment is all the demolition is completed. The last of it was done in August, where the remaining ball courts had to be brought down. The insurance claim has been resolved, but that's with the Kerry ETB. They're the policy holders, as people may be aware, that the complex is co-owned by Kerry ETB and Kerry County Council on a 50-50 basis, and then the management company, we're comprising members of both of those organisations, and we operate the centre. So from there, then we have there's a development team of people from those three organisations, and we've engaged with architects who are currently developing a master plan for the sports complex. So what they're doing is they're going to put forward maybe proposals on how we can go forward, the facilities that we can get in place based on the collapse. As you might be aware, that we previously for the development of future facilities, which included an additional pool, they'll kind of still remain, but it's as to whether where we put them and the size of the development that we want to do in the future, you know.
Yeah, so is it this development of the master plan, is it looking at every aspect of how you operate and what you provide for the public? What can be changed, what you need to do to make it, you know, viable, really, into the future?
It is, of course. I mean the centre's there, it's 50 years, do you know what I mean? In 1976, I think it opened. And what was there wasn't of sufficient capacity for the size of the town and what we were delivering. Do you know what I mean? There was capacity issues across the board. So whatever we build back, it will need to be better and probably bigger than what we had previously. There's a kind of a decision there now to look at the land holding overall and kind of treat it like a campus. So we could be in a position where the sports hall may be a standalone facility in a certain area of the campus, and we'll be building the gym back onto the existing building. But there's a number relying on the architects to come up with that based on a kind of a strategic needs analysis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the very, very minimum, we need to build back what we've lost. So we will have to replace the gym and the hall, and then we're looking to the other facilities. But we already have a planning for them, do you know what I mean? It's a very long-term plan, but it will be based on kind of the ability and the budgets available to us, and whether we can build it in one go or whether we do it over a phased development, you know.
And how will that work, Fibber? I mean, it's Kerry County Council and Kerry ETB working together here. Will it be funding from them? Will it be obviously applying for government grants will be a key part of that as well to drive it forward?
Yeah, I mean, all avenues, do you know what I mean? That work is ongoing. I mean, we will have to look at large scale infrastructure for sports and sports capital grants. There is also, like, it has been resolved. Now, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. That's an ETB issue. So there is money available.
Sorry, but I just lost you there for a second. What has been resolved?
The insurance claim has been resolved. The ETB are the policy holders on that. So there is money available there that can be used as a source of own funding.
For the rebuild immediately to get the things up and running you're talking about, yeah.
Either that or it's used towards own funding, towards capital grants then as well. Do you know what I mean? You need to have a certain amount of funding behind you. So
yeah,
significant and it is there, you know. So
yeah.
So basically, we're hoping that the architects that we've engaged with will have that master plan or the proposals for the master plan by the end of this month. So they've been engaged in November. They've been working fairly diligently. They've already put stuff on the table, do you know what I mean, that we've had to look at, and we'll go back. But once we kind of decide then on the overall plan, then it's developing those drawings in a more detailed stage and going back then for a planning permission again, do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in the meantime, you've got the modular gym, you're hoping to have that running. You're also developing a new element of a new sport that's kind of taken the world by storm. And this is paddle courts, outdoor paddle courts. You hope to have that up and running as well. Is that right?
That's right. Now, so we're partners with Paddle 100. So they're establishing paddle courts all over the country. And we've kind of given over one of the smaller AstroTurf pitches. They've established two courts there at the moment. They're not complete yet. There's plans for a third one to go in then in a few months' time, but we're kind of hoping again like that that will come online for February. It should definitely be in place by the spring and up and operating. And again, the modular gym, we've had delays in it, but again, we get it connected, and we're kind of hoping that will be in place by the end of this month as well. You know, so with that in place, we'll effectively have probably more gym space than we had prior to the collapse. Do you know what I mean? But it's important because these things are, this is how the centre is financed. You know, it doesn't get any, the landlords or the people who own it, it generates its own budget, if you know what I mean. And that's through the service that we provide.
Yeah, look, last year was a very tough year for ye. It's good to hear the plans are coming in place, but also ye had a very, very tough time in November when we lost Jim Finucane, who was really the chairman and was, right from its earliest stages, was a key driver in everything to do with the complex, Finbar.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he was a great friend to me personally. I think over Jim's career, he may have served on the board for nearly 20 to 25 years, and certainly for the last 12 years he's been the chairman. And you know, on a personal level, he's always supported me in everything that we've tried to do, a driving force there. You know, he was a proper gent, you know, but he was really steely and resolved in trying to get things progressed, you know, and you could always rely on him to push ahead. He was never a man for standing still, you know. There was always, like, done better. And as I say, like, he's a huge loss, you know. A huge loss to the town, and everybody who knew him knew the way he operated. You know, he was a proper gentleman, but just liked to get things done. And he always took the approach that if you were doing the right thing, the politics never came into it. Do you know what I mean? And we'll be taking that forward as we go. And all I can say is, our hearts go out to Sheila, his wife, and the family. They have been robbed of time with him, you know, and he deserved, and they deserved a bit more, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Finbar, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for that, and we'll await news on that master plan with great interest. But thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Gerry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's the situation with the Tralee Sports Complex. 1 year on from that collapse that it really curtailed its work and what it offered to the people of Tralee. It's Finbar Griffin, their manager of Tralee Sports Complex. The insurance money has come through, so that will help.